What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday to you all. So over the next couple of weeks, I'll be working to do this program on Fridays and Saturdays, and then I'm ultimately going to move the program to Saturday mornings at 9. So I'm just giving you all a heads up that the program is going to move to a live broadcast on Saturdays as opposed to Fridays. Seems like I got a much higher response and a whole bunch of new callers when I move the program to the weekends, and I used to be on Sundays. So now I'm going to move it to Saturdays, and I think that it's going to be better received and more variety of calls and new callers, and all of that will be really good. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lacey.
Oh, hey, Lacey. What's your question for me today?
Yeah, so I lost my job because of the pandemic, and
yeah.
We've really been considering moving.
Right.
And we've been kind of just waiting for a job opportunity to present itself first. But I'm just seeing if you see a move in our near future.
Well, okay, according to this, there's a dark-haired, dark-eyed man that likes you. So I don't know if this person was somebody you worked with at the last job, or he's somebody that now works at a new place. So have you been doing a good job of taking or kind of keeping track of where your former coworkers are working now?
I know a few.
Okay, well, there's specifically a gentleman here with dark hair and dark eyes. He's older. He just likes you. There's no weirdness there or anything. He just thinks you're good at what you do because you put your nose down, you do your job. So what it's saying here is that if you were to reach out to him, he would pave the way to get you a job. Now, you could move if you want to, but I'm actually seeing that there's a job here.
Okay.
So and the thing is that what I'm getting is that I just want you to be very aware of the hotels that are open now and the ones that are about to open. You know, for example, Planet Hollywood's about to open again in about 2 weeks, for example. So it doesn't hurt for you. By the way, do you have a LinkedIn profile now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so anyone you have ever breathed on needs to be connected with you on your LinkedIn profile.
Okay.
So that means that you think of every former employee, all right, and any former coworker, and you connect with them. Because what I'm getting here is that there's a job for you specifically from a dark-haired, dark-eyed, older gentleman. And the thing is that he likes you. Now, it may be that you go into a slightly different role than you had before, but you start with what you already know how to do, right? You know, for example, like people that go work at the front desk, you know, they make a pretty decent salary at the front desk at these hotels, right? Well, that might be something to consider. And again, it all boils down to connecting with the people that you used to work with. So it could be that, you know, once you connect with some of these people, then you turn around and decide to send them a message going, hey, you know, I was furloughed. I'm looking for work. Do you know of anything at your hotel? So it says, it said, because the first card in your reading is called participation, which means you have to actually initiate and connect with people to get what you want. Then the next card is this, these next two cards, this is the tough time you're going through right now. There's some depression. There's this feeling of being trapped. There's a little bit of being stubborn about the kind of job you want to do instead of being open to what's presenting itself to you. Then there's this amazing dark-haired, dark-eyed man that's in a position of authority that thinks you're pretty cool. So, for example, let's say you got to know the HR person at your job, right? And and you have a friendly relationship with them. I would connect with them on LinkedIn and then send them a message going, hey, do you know if they're going to be rehiring anyone for my position? Because being furloughed doesn't necessarily mean fired. It means, well, we had to let you go because we can't afford you right now. But the people that have the best attitude about that are the ones that are going to get hired back. Okay?
Understand.
So there's somebody here, I just want you to put your thinking cap on, who has dark hair and dark eyes that's in a position of authority, all right, wherever you've ever worked. That could help you because then the next card is talking about he will help you get a job. But I don't see you escaping or leaving Las Vegas in order for you to actually find something that pays you money. So I think we need to do that one more little resource before we decide to just throw in the towel and move. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 352 area code. Hello, 352. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Joanna.
Oh, hi, Joanna. What's your question for me today?
I've had a gentleman in my life that I've been seeing for about 14 months, and he's kind of all over the place, noncommittal, pushes me away at times, and you know, wants to be with me, and I don't know where this is going. I don't know if I should move on. I don't know if you see me if I hang in a little longer. I don't know what to do at this point.
So, is this gentleman a Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo?
He is a Gemini.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Geminis are tough. All right, Geminis are tough. It's not that they don't have the capacity to commit. They do. But their biggest fear is to be with someone that, are you ready for this? Bores them.
Yes.
Okay? And for whatever reason, you keep getting tested. So here you are, this solid, solid foundation in this reading. And that's what you're coming up. You're coming up as the solid foundation. You're also being very open. It's like you're giving them all this space and rein. And I'm telling you, what I'm getting here is that it's time for you to say, I think it's time for me to start dating other people. That's what I think. Now, you don't need to not date him. I just wouldn't sleep with him anymore.
Exactly. Right.
Okay, because there's a Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo dude here that thinks that you're everything that he's looking for in the rest of his life relationship.
Wow.
So when you decide that Mr. Gemini was maybe more Mr. Right now than Mr. Right, then everything starts to shift, okay? Because what I'm getting
that's
you...
That's what I'm at right now.
Yeah. So he's just Mr. Right Now. He's somebody you still like to spend time with. But boy, I would take the vibration from serious to casual. Because here's the thing.
Exactly.
You've already been giving him your A game. You're perfect according to this. And the fact that he's the one that's sort of, excuse my French here, dicking around with you emotionally.
Exactly.
That's not going to change once you get engaged or married.
No.
He's still going to be like that. So that's why you date for a year and a half or 2 years before there's talk of the future, so that you make sure the person's not a whack job.
Right. Exactly.
So now
that's exactly where I'm at right now.
Okay, so Joanna, here's the other thing I want to tell you. So I have a lot of people that call me, and they say, you know, like if a relationship's not going very well, they put the power in the boyfriend's court. Well, gee, I just want the relationship to be defined, or I just need closure. I get that a lot. And what I say is, well, why can't you define the relationship? Why can't you make the closure happen? Why is it up to him? Why are you giving him so much power? So there's no accident that you there's no accident that you got through on to talk to me today, because what I'm validating is what you've been feeling, is that you don't want more of this moving forward. So when you say, Mr. Gemini, I really think that we should tone this relationship to a more casual friendship. And I'd still like to see you and go to dinner with you and go to coffee with you, but I'm keeping my options open for someone that I'm looking for with a serious relationship.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right, Joanna, thanks for the call. See you later. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
I got somebody here from the 602 area code. Hello, 602. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
My question is I'm having an issue with I bought a Sears product and they can't fix it, or it's been 3 months and I'm wondering, are they going to fix it or are they going to give me my money back? It's a brand new fridge.
Okay. So now here in Vegas, they've closed all the Sears.
Right.
So where you are, there's still a Sears store?
Well, they're just Sears appliances.
Okay.
A couple stores around.
Okay, so is it Sears? So here's what I would do, is I would take to Twitter, because the fastest way I've ever had a problem resolved, whether it's through, through any service at all. Like I remember, I had one of those eyeliners. It kept breaking off, and it was a brand that I'm incredibly loyal to. And so I tweeted about it and sent a picture of the fact that it kept breaking off. And they turned around and sent me a gift certificate to buy two new ones, right? So what I would do is I would take to Twitter, and I would hashtag, you know, customer service fail. I would hashtag Sears. I would, in other words, whatever you do to get their attention, okay? Because if it's been 3 months, since they've had your...
I even called corporate, and they're not even calling me back.
Okay, no, you don't understand. If you go to social media and you start criticizing that they're not responding, that's how you get a response. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
I remember waiting an hour and a half to get into a rental car, and while I was waiting, I actually tweeted to the car rental company. They immediately responded. Did they get my car any faster? No. Did they refund my money? No. But did I get a little attention? Yeah. So what I'm getting with you is that if you do nothing, this is how I'm looking at this. If you do nothing, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically holding your appliance ransom. Now, how long ago did you buy it?
I bought the refrigerator 2 years ago, and it was a nice one, and then I'm waiting for a part, but the part hasn't come in, and it's been over 3 months, and they just say it's on back order. And then I try to get my money back, and then I got scammed the other day by them because they transfer me, and then next thing you know, the guy was in my bank account.
Crazy.
You know,
okay. So,
I know.
So, of course, then you turned around and called your credit card company and told them a whole story,
right? Yeah, I got that resolved. Yeah.
So, because the reason I asked how long ago you purchased the product is you could always dispute the charge on your credit card if you paid that, if that's how you paid it. So that's another way to do it, is that you go back and say, you know, this, I bought the extended warranty for this refrigerator. They're not honoring, it's a refrigerator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're not honoring their guarantee. I mean, seriously, I would take right to Twitter with it. And the thing is
okay.
the more you keep tagging them, the more you do that. The other thing I would do is immediately go to whatever their Google page is and write a review that's one star. And then I would say, these people have been holding my refrigerator hostage for the last 3 months. I'm getting no satisfaction from corporate or any customer service assistant. Buyer beware. I would do review like that. Because here's the thing, is that on the extremely rare occasions that I get a critical review, I respond to it right away.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And what happens is that when you actually are going to, that review will hurt their business, that will get their attention. And when they call, when they finally reach out to you privately, say, and they call you, say, look, I've been trying to get my refrigerator out of hostage from you guys for the last 3 months. You keep saying you're waiting on a part. I think you should replace my refrigerator.
Right.
And
well, that's what I've been saying to them.
Right. Then you say, then I'll change my review to, the best way to judge an organization is how they handle problems. This organization basically took care of me, and I have incredible confidence that they'll take care of you as a customer too. Okay. So in other words, you go from the most negative review you could possibly post to the most positive review. Like, I'll give you an example. I had someone come to me, this was years ago. I do not advertise anywhere that I connect with spirits on the other side. Nowhere. I don't I mean, every now and then I'll get a message, but that's from the spirit's discretion, not me trying to call them and ring their doorbell and say, hey, you know, Aunt Sarah, you know, give me a little message for Sally here, right? I just don't think it works that way. So I don't ever advertise at all. So I had this young man come to me for a reading. And I started doing his reading, and I said, I'm seeing all the sadness here. I said, I'm so sorry. I go, there's something you're really struggling with. And I spent about 15 minutes with him. And he started, and I could just tell he was irritated. And I go, wow, you know, are you okay? I go, because I'm really picking up that, you know, there's some real distress here. He goes, well, you haven't given me a message from my mom yet. And I said, well, here's the sorrow here. I said, you know, I don't advertise that I get messages from the other side ever, anywhere. I said, I go, but I'm really sorry. I go, if this isn't working for you, I go, you know, you don't have to pay me. And you know, I'm sorry about your loss, right? So he left. Wrote me the worst review I've ever had on Yelp. Even though I didn't charge him, even though the reading wasn't going the way he wanted it to. But he was so upset and mad about his loss, right? So when I responded to the review, I'm terribly sorry for your loss. When we discovered that your reading wasn't going the way you had expected or didn't live up to your expectations, I said, you weren't charged. But I'm terribly sorry for your loss. Okay, that's how I responded. But, you know, but your case is totally different. Your case is you were counting on a product. You actually signed up for the extended warranty. They're not honoring it. People need to know this. So you're actually as a customer service advocate to help the community. That's why you're going to post that review. But I would take to Twitter, and then I would go on their Google page and put a one-star review, because that's the fastest way to get someone's attention.
Right. Because I'm thinking, am I even going to get my fridge? Because it's like it was an expensive one. I've saved hard for that.
Yeah, this looks like it was probably close to a $2,000 refrigerator.
Yes, and it's like, dang, it's only been 2 years, and it's like, and I'm like, oh, my God, and it already, the sensor board already went on it or whatever. I'm
that's
like,
just crazy, and that's why you get the extended warranty. When you spend that kind of money on a refrigerator, of course you're going to get the extended warranty. Now, I have to tell you, I don't know if you have these where you live, but R.C. Willey is one of the furniture places, and they sell everything, washers, dryers, appliances, furniture, everything. They have been awesome. When there's ever been an issue, and they're a big company. So the bigger the company.
They're not around here.
Darn. Okay. But I would just blow up social media about it. Every hour you post something until they respond. Because they will respond.
Okay. I was actually thinking that, but I was still wondering if I was going to get my fridge fixed.
Okay, no, because here's the thing. You're still trying to be a nice person, and you're not dealing with nice people.
No, because I got scammed. I don't know even how that happened. They just transfer. And then it's like they're in my bank account. Because he says, go to Sears.com and this and that. And I go, okay. And he says, look at the refrigerator you want. And while I was doing all that, he was in my computer.
Oh, that's crazy. That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
So now I can't use that computer now.
Right.
Until I get it firewired or whatever you call that.
Right. Antivirus, you know, what's the
mm-hmm.
word? I can't remember the word. All right, Evelyn, I wish you luck. Let me know what happens.
All righty. Okay,
thanks.
We'll do.
See you later.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Marcia.
Oh, hi, Marcia. What's your question?
How do you see my job going?
Let's see. Okay, so you have a couple, like, pretty big, like three major cards. I only drew five cards for you. The first card's talking about it feels like everything's being done the hard way. There's a man around you right now that seems very unfocused, but also might be blaming you for his lack of leadership or direction. As a matter of fact, if anything, he'd be the reason I wouldn't want to be at this job anymore. Then there's this card that talks about how unfair things are to you, Marcia. I mean, seriously, it's like, it's almost as if, you know, you signed up to do a specific job, and instead you're the one kind of cleaning the toilets and mopping the floor. And it's just, it really feels uncomfortable. Now, the whole reason I think Spirit's presented this to you is to show you what you don't want in a big way. Because I don't see that I don't see that the people around you, especially this particular man, is actually being supportive of you because he's scared. He's scared.
Okay.
So the thing is that when you realize that he's afraid, you got to watch out for people that have nothing to lose, that they really don't care whose feelings they hurt. They don't really care how nasty they are. But this guy's been kind of awful to be around. So the thing with the job, they're not going to fire you, all right, because you're still showing up and doing the work. But I'm actually thinking that you're being shown a whole bunch of what you don't want. So you make yourself a priority and then decide in a very focused way what you do want moving forward. You see?
Okay.
So what line of work are you in?
A sales.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that amazing people that are good at talking to people can transfer those skills to any other thing, all right? So it's funny, like I tell people that are really good with like customer experience and sales, there's and do you live here in Vegas?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so there's a couple places that I think are pretty awesome for people to try and get a job at here that are good with people, especially over the phone. Do you know that we have an Expedia.com travel agency company here in Vegas? They're up there in
Summerlin. No, I did not know that.
But for you, because you like to talk to people, you like to travel, the cool thing about getting a job there is that not only would you be able to learn everything pretty quickly, but you get some perks that go along with working for a travel company that you wouldn't get anywhere else. So I would check with Expedia.com. The other thing that I think you'd kick butt doing, Marcia, is the Freeman Companies or GES Exposition Services. I think they might be just called GES now. These are the people that actually coordinate the extra services and for the trade shows. Now, right now it's kind of in the crapper, but moving forward in 2021, everything's gonna gear up again, right? I think it's time for you to look for another job. And I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the program, but I was talking with Lacey, and I told her to get on her LinkedIn profile and connect with anyone she's ever breathed on.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been looking for another job for a while now.
Okay.
It's
going to
happen.
No, it's going to happen. The thing is that I think maybe part of the reason it hasn't happened yet is because you know you want something better and different, and you're not quite sure what that is yet. So I would sit down and write down the five things that you know you kick ass doing, the five things you know you're good at. All right, write that down. The next thing you do is you write down the next five things or what would make you change jobs. Of course, it wouldn't take much, really, because you don't like where you are. But let's just say this, okay? Let's say you want the option of working from home, right? You want to work in an environment where people are very supportive. You want to make more money, all right? So you list five things that would make it a deal maker for you to change jobs.
Okay.
Because according to this, you will. You might have to wait till December or January to do it, but it will be worth the wait. So you just don't take this jerk around you personally anymore. Just focus on what you know you do well, because I do see a job change coming for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Right,
bye.
See you later. Bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.